Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Tip of the Day. This is ENVP Linda Parker. I'm so excited that we have a National Vice President, Micheline Kirsebaum, on the call with us. She was a NVP trip winner this past year, and I'm so excited to hear from you, and I'm going to turn it over to you, Micheline.
Wonderful. Thank you, Linda. This is independent consultant Micheline Kirsebaum. I'm a National Vice President with Arbon, and I'm super excited to talk to you guys tonight about what I think is a really important aspect of my business is keeping my customers. And I used to work in advertising, and there was always this statistic that it cost a lot less, I think it cost like a third, to keep a customer than it did to go out and get a new customer. So I'm always really big on keeping my customers. So one of the ways that I do that, and I don't know if you guys have ever gone in to your group volume and clicked on the history tab. It's right at the top of your group volume page. And when you click on your history tab, you can drill down all the way down to see all of your customers and clients below you. And one of the things that I love about that tab is that you can see the history of what everybody's had in volume over the last few months. So what I like to do is I like to drill down to my my consultants and preferred clients, and I like to look across. So the first column that you'll see when you're looking at your group volume under your history tab, the first column is going to be the current month. So if you look in there right now, the first column will be December, the second column will be November, the third column will be October, and so on. And so what I like to do is when I see three zeros across and I see that somebody who has been a preferred client who signed up with $20 to get a 20% discount. They didn't just sign up to get a discount. They signed up to get a consultant and somebody that was going to consult with them. So when I look across at December, November, and October, and I see that they have three zeros across that line, I know that something's wrong. I know that they've either forgotten their PIN or they've forgotten about Arbon or something happened with the products that they didn't care for, or for some reason they're not having a great experience that is causing them to come back and order. I want them to continue ordering. So when I see three zeros across, that is my cue to make a phone call. And this is what my phone call sounds like. It usually sounds something like, oh, hi, this is Micheline. I'm your Arbon consultant. I was just noticing that you hadn't ordered anything for the past 3 months, and I wanted to check in and see if everything was okay. I wondered if you might need a new catalog or if you might need some samples or if there's anything wrong with your products that you ordered originally. I just want to help you and serve you in any way that I can. So what this does, that's something you can leave on an answering machine, and you love to end my answering machine calls with, if I don't hear from you today, I'll give you a call again tomorrow. And that way they know that if they don't call me back or if they don't send me a message, I'm going to call them again. And the next day when I call and say the same thing, oh, I'm so sorry I didn't catch you, I was just checking in, making sure everything was okay, I'll call you. If I don't hear from you tonight, I'll call you back tomorrow. So they know I'm going to call them and continue calling them until they call me back. So that's how I always get my answers back from people. Some people say they leave messages and they go into a black hole and nobody ever calls them back. But that's how I get people to call me back. Okay, so sometimes what we have is we have preferred clients or consultants under consultants, and we are always wondering, I get a lot of questions from people in my nation and people in my success line, wondering if it's okay to call those people. Is it okay to call somebody under a consultant that you know isn't following up? It is absolutely okay, and I have to tell you, for me, this is a business. This is how I feed my family. I have two kids going to college next year, and this is how we live. We live on this Arbon business. So it's absolutely a business to me, and the business means that I take care of everybody that needs taking care of in my organization. And so if I feel like I might be stepping on toes, a lot of times you might have a consultant that says, no, don't call my friends, I'll do it. If you know they're not calling, really it is up to you. It is your responsibility to call because, again, like I said, these people have paid $20 to get 20% off, and they're expecting a call from a consultant to tell them about offers and sales and new products and all the things that are going on with Arbon. So that's our job, is to do that. So I don't want you to feel bad about calling people in your success line if they're under somebody that you know isn't calling. So that call might sound something like this. You might call and say, oh, hi, this is Micheline, and I work together with Sally. We're business partners, and I know she's super busy right now. I just wanted to check in on you and see if there was anything that you needed. I have the new catalogs. I have some new products. And then what I like to say sometimes, especially if I catch them on the line, what I like to say is, I like to see if I can do them a favor. So when you're asking for a show, a lot of times it sounds like you're asking for a favor. So when you're saying, hi, oh, would you be willing to do a show for me? All you have to do is gather five guests, and I'll come over and I'll do everything, I promise. And your friend goes, okay, I'll do you this favor, right? It feels like a big favor coming from her. So I love to turn that around and say, I just got in all the holiday products. I have some of the new CC creams. I have the new Genius. And I would be happy to bring over everything for you and your friends to touch and sniff and smell and slather and do anything you want with it. I really don't mind. And when you add that I really don't mind on at the end of the sentence, it makes it so that suddenly you're doing them a favor. Does that make sense? You switch it around. So instead of asking for this big favor for them to host a show for you, you're actually offering to come over and do them a favor. I really don't mind bringing all my stuff over there, and you can touch and sniff and do whatever you like with it, and I'm happy to do that because I'm willing to do this for you. So those are some of my tips for going out and finding people. You've got so much going on in your web stats. There's other ways that you can look through your web stats when you're looking through and you see that somebody bought something for $65. My team works a lot in the nutritionals. I know that when somebody has a $65 purchase, it means that they purchased one protein powder. And I know that they didn't get their fiber powder. Well, I happen to know that when you don't buy fiber powder with your protein, you're not pulling the sugars through your system, right? So I call them up and I give them my speech on, hey, do you know, I noticed that you just bought a protein. Do you know that our protein works so much better when you're taking the fiber with it? It really helps to pull sugars through the body. It actually helps you to lose weight faster. I don't know what your reason was for buying the protein, but maybe we should talk a little bit about that. I'm happy to come over and explain it all to you and bring the fiber powder with me so that you can taste it. When can we set up a time? So that's another thing that you can do. And one last thing while we're talking about nutritionals, you know, when people do any sort of a nutritional program, if they've been using our nutritionals, if they've been on some sort of a fit program or a cleanse program or a detox program, the one thing I know is that the minute that they run out of product, they're in danger of falling off of their program. So right when people are doing a program and they're feeling super duper, that's when you can call people up, follow up with them, and say, hey, I am going to be your fairy godmother, because the one thing I know is that when you run out of products, you're going to be wandering around Trader Joe's or some grocery store, and you're going to see something that you think is just as good, and you're going to take it home, and it's either going to make you bloaty, or it's going to make you feel bad, or it's going to just taste yucky, and I don't want you to fall off of your program. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to help set you up on a special delivery program so you can always have these products in your house and you'll always feel as good as you feel right now. Can we set that up for you right now? I'm happy to do it for you. I really don't mind. So there you go again. You're offering a favor, you're offering a service, and you're helping people out. So you guys, those are my tips. Just follow up with your customers. You've got tons of people that have tried our products, that love our products, that have had an experience with our products. It's really your job to go in and find out what's going on with them and to help them to order more products, and that's going to boost your volume, especially in a month like December. So that's it, Linda.
Oh, Micheline, those are awesome. You guys, you're going to want to listen to this one again. Thank you so much, and you all don't forget to make someone's day. Thanks so much.